Let's get more on the developing story in the Middle East now. The US says Israel has carried out an attack on Iran. CNN's Nick Robertson joins us now from Jerusalem. Nick, what do you know?
Well, the latest we have from Iranian officials is that the explosions that were heard in the skies over the city of Isfahan, which has several Iranian military bases and an important Iranian nuclear facility, according to Iranian state media, those explosions were intercepts of, or rather, air defense systems firing at suspicious objects. Now, early in the night, Iranian state media said that the air defense systems in Iran were switched on because there were suspicious objects in the sky. They later clarified and said that no planes had flown into their airspace. They clarified again and said that there were some three drones around this city of Isfahan. But the reporting seems to indicate coming out of Iran that whatever has happened, as far as Iranian state media is saying, it's happened at a low level, that this was not a massive attack. That's certainly the way state media is playing it there.
And obviously, internationally, people will be watching to see what happens next. What warnings were Israel given by the United States?
Well, the United States and other allies said to Israel, don't do this. Take the fact that your air defenses work so well against Iran's massive attack on you over the weekend, 350 missiles, drones, cruise missiles, ballistic missiles, and that your defenses work so well. Take that as a win. But Israel indicated that it intended to strike back, and the advice given was do not escalate. Now, I've just talked to a regional intelligence source, and his assessment is, and he's certainly close to and understands where the Iranians would be positioning themselves right now, is that this was small, that this is something that won't trigger a response from Iran, and Iran will essentially sort of take this and move on. Now, everything can change. There can be further escalations or provocations that we've yet to see. But the early indications are that Iranian state media, Israel didn't have a massive strike. Iranian state media is playing it down, and intelligence sources close to this situation believe that Iran is not going to respond. Let's see what happens later in the day, but I think that's where we stand right.
Thank you for the update. That was Nick Robertson from CNN joining us live there from Jerusalem.